Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and enjoy that Funky Buddha tonight and this weekend because we got a national championship game to get ready for next week. Now, at Funky Buddha, they've got their Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival coming up January 31st. So mark your calendars, no cover, all day, family-friendly, Funky Buddha Tap Room, Oakland Park, their biggest event of the year every year, the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival is January 31st. Like, see if there's anything special going on at Funky Buddha over the weekend here. And check Instagram. Oh, they have that new Instagram account, Funky Buddha. What is it? Funky Buddha Tap Room?
Let me double check. I think you're right, but let me double check.
Because they've got the Funky Buddha Brewery account, and then they've got the
Funky Buddha Tap Room.
All right, Funky Buddha Tap Room. Let's see. I got to find that one as well. See if anything's going on over the weekend. I mean, regardless, you should be there just to celebrate what it means to be a Canes fan. Oh, they're showing the game tonight. Oregon, Indiana, tonight. Right. You can watch that at Funky Buddha. They've got live music tonight and Saturday, 8:30 till 10:30. The time of your life.
Sounds good to me. I'm still celebrating our victory.
What? We're going to celebrate this for sure. We'll find out tonight who they're ending up playing in the Natty. Someone tweeted out, I mean, the tickets are just insane. Mm-hmm. Like, literally insane. Somebody texted out, might as well go to a Super Bowl at this point, and it's a screenshot. I don't know what app it is, but literally the nosebleeds, the highest rows up in the 300 level, 3,500, 3,600, 3,300, 3,200. And then you get down lower, 12,000, 18,000, the mid tier, 5,400, 4,600, 4,500, 5,800. These tickets, I don't think they'll go down. If they do, I don't think it'll be like dropping into the 800 or 900 arena, you know, to get in. No. These are going to be in the multi-thousands.
I agree. What Gino kind of said it, which was like the storyline is more Mario back to Miami and got him back to relevance.
Yep.
I don't know if this whole Christopher Columbus thing with Fernando Mendoza is going to blow up like y'all act like it is.
Bro, then you don't know how important people who graduate, talk to Cuno, like people who went to Belen or Columbus.
It's a great story. It's a great story. The demand for tickets, though, regardless, is because the Hurricanes are playing at home. I think you're conflating the two things that Solana's saying. Solana's saying there's a storyline. The storyline is Mario against his old team or Fernando Mendoza coming home and playing in Miami for a national championship. That's not the ticket sale driver. Nope. The ticket sale drive, as evidenced by last night at the Fiesta Bowl, you could have gotten in for $80.
Yep.
There were empty seats last night, and it's because neither team was a home team. They both had to travel. If this was going to be Ole Miss versus Oregon in the Natty, you wouldn't see $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 tickets for club level. This is all based on the fact that Miami hasn't been there in 23 years, and it's a home game.
Yep.
Okay. See, I did. Yeah. I confused Fernando Mendoza moving ticket prices, which I don't think.
No, no. It's just a good storyline.
No, but I do think, you know, he's a massive draw because there's such a strong component built into going to Columbus and people viewing, like me, like I view Fernando Mendoza as, you know, like the kid I grew up with in La Sauceda or in Kendall, where you're just like, I know that kid. They love that storyline. but nobody's paying $22,000 to go watch Fernando Mendoza. No offense to him, but are there Canes fans out there that literally might sell their house to go watch the Miami Hurricanes for the first time in 20 years win a national title game or sell their car for a ticket? I legitimately believe they will.
Jimmy's got a car up on Craigslist, right?
Yeah, sure do.
Yeah, he's got a couple ads up on Craigslist. I can't tell you the others. He's selling his car on one of them.
I don't want none of it.
All right, real quick look at the headlines because I want to talk Miami Hurricanes. I mean, I want to talk about them for the next 7 years. I want to talk about seven back-to-back natties starting with Monday the 19th. But we'll talk with Twan Russell this hour about the Hurricanes. But let's get a quick look at the headlines first with Solana. Brought to you by Doral Kia, where you always pay less with your pricito. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
I'm selling something. I just can't admit it on the radio. But find me in the back room at Las Rosas because there's nothing more Miami than doing it that way.
Sell one of your pickleball medals behind you.
No chance.
All right.
Can we play this call that I've wanted to play for today? The Spanish radio call on our sister station, AM 790, of last night's game-winning touchdown play from Carson Beck. This is Alfred Alvarez. He's la voz of Los Huracanes de Miami. He's a Spanish broadcaster for the Canes on our sister station. His calls have always been great. He's been calling Malachi Tony, you know, El Niño Jesus. this was his call last night, again, on AM 790 of Carson Beck's touchdown.
Atención todo el mundo. Viene la jugada. Segunda y tres con 24 segundos por jugar. Tres receptores por izquierda. Está preparado Carson Beck. Corredor a la derecha. La tiene Beck. Listo Carson. ¿Qué va a hacer? Tiene la presión. Sale corriendo Beck por la izquierda. Y Beck va solito contra la historia. ¡Touchdown Miami! ¡Touchdown los Huracanes! Con alma de niño y corazón de elefante. Carson Beck, desde el día número uno, era el hombre. Carson Beck hace la jugada con sus piernas y con el factor H que le sobra a Carson Beck.
I heard him say he did it with his legs, right?
Yep. Did it with his legs. With
he
his
has
heart.
The heart of a what?
I didn't really catch it, but the heart. And then he talked about him being an infant. Since he was an infant, he was the one.
Because I heard corazón de infante.
Right.
And I was like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, why would someone who does a huge play have the heart of an infant?
Almost like he's been promised since he was an infant to deliver that moment.
I got you. Yeah. I got you. That was great. That's awesome.
That was good. It's good when you don't even know what they're talking about. Just the excitement.
You just love the excitement. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love in the Spanish call in you know football. You know, in soccer they'll yell goal. In football they just yell touchdown.
Huracanes.
Epic, man. Epic.
Give me that. Give me Michael Irvin and taking Belta ass. I mean, we got ourselves a party.
You guys saw Canes fans at La Carreta last night on Bird Road.
Yeah.
Bro, the party Monday night. Like, this city's going to shut down.
Yep.
It's going to shut down.
Yep.
That'd be wild.
Yep.
What do I need to be? 8th Street?
8th Street, Bird Road.
What would I be safe and want to have a good time?
Well, then you got to get up here to Glades. I'm going to, where am I going to go? Maybe I'll go to the
Barnes & Noble Hawk. Maybe. Just-
yeah, I don't know. I feel like that may be played out. Thinking about the Starbucks on the west side of 95. Right next to the Relax the Back store.
I know that shopping center.
Oh, was it Corazón de Elefante?
Did he say corazón de elefante?
That makes more sense. Heart of an elephant.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Does it?
more than heart of an infant.
But I think there was heart of something, and then he talked about it was promised since he was an infant. I don't know, we have to listen to it again.
I think it was corazón de elefante.
Yeah, yeah.
Heart of an elephant.
Not really
heart
of an all elephant. The way speak Spanish though.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I'm glad the chatters figured it out.
Yeah. Heart of an elephant. Because of all the things that the elephant carries.
Well, what do you want him? What do you want him to say?
Yeah, you know what I want him to say.
Las pelotas de un elefante.
Carson Beck wins a natty. I'm telling you, he'll be using las pelotas como un elefante.
He had the corazón de un elefante infante. The heart of an infant elephant.
Still pretty big.
That's better than just the heart of an infant. All right, anything else in the headlines? Because I want to get to Tuan Russell here.
Enjoy the wild card rounds tomorrow. Rams-Panthers at 4:30. Packers-Bears at 8. And then on Sunday, Bills-Jaguars at 1. Niners-Eagles at 4:30. Chargers-Patriots at 8:15 on Monday. Texans and Steelers. Mike McDaniel is reportedly interviewing for the Titans job. And tonight, Oregon, Indiana, we will all be tuned in.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Guys, we are Miami. We are the U. That's gotta mean everything.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And it's a Friday, which means we got a whole weekend to get to Funky Buddha in Oakland Park and party and celebrate the Miami Hurricanes. And but then next week, I mean, right back to business. We got to get ready. We got to prep for the national championship game. You can party this weekend. You can party tonight and this weekend. But then game faces. Starting Monday on this very show.
All right? Monday?
Yeah, Monday.
We're not playing, huh? We're not playing.
We game gotta faces.
Man, I don't like you, Coach.
You saw Mario on the sideline last night. That's what I want to see starting Monday.
I'm still hugging people from the back still.
By the way, no matter who wins the Indiana-Oregon game tonight, Miami will be the visiting team. Yeah. At the national championship game.
Lowest seed.
You know, it goes based on conference and whatnot. So Miami will be the visiting team on the 19th at Hard Rock Stadium. I don't know what that means other than uniform colors, but the home team has certain advantages.
Well, the locker room. The Canes probably
locker room. They'll be in the visitors' locker room. That's
I would imagine.
Yeah. And their name will be listed first.
Right. Yeah.
On all the marketing stuff.
The good news is I don't think they've played a home game in like 2 months. So I don't even know if they remember where the home locker room is versus the away locker room. Like,
they won't even know they play there.
They won't even know that they play there. Yeah, they're going to think they're at a road game. Anyway, what a night last night was. What a day today was. Really appreciate Tuan Russell and Gino Toretta and Alex Dono making time for us. And we'll talk Dolphins next week as well, of course. So that's going to do it for us. I mean, what an emotional roller coaster last night was. But to come out on top at the end and know that you're playing for the Natty in just over a week. What a feeling for Hurricanes fans. And again, you'll hear the game here that Monday. Do we air a local broadcast? I guess we do. Do we? Do we know for sure that there's a local broadcast, Solana, of the national championship game?
Trocheck was tripped. I, Hawk, my bad. I was cutting video. I wasn't listening to you.
All right, that'll do it for us on this Friday. Everybody have a great and safe Friday night. Go Canes. We will speak with you el lunes.
You have a trouble hoe of an infant.